What's going on, everyone? You are tuned in to none other than Mr. Wilson. And I'll be doing my second installment of my podcast called Wilson's Chronicles. Now, today, I want to speak to you all about Gematria and the Kabbalah. And majority of this information that I'll be presenting to you today comes from a book called Letters and Numbers, written by Zachary K. Hubbard. It is a very, very informative book. I advise everyone out there to go pick it up. You'll be, you know, surprised and entertained all at the same time, and you'll want to read as, you know, much as you can. So, you know, without further ado, I want to give you all a little brief summation on Gematria and its little historical background, okay? Basically, Gematria is the practice of coding numbers into words. It's an ancient practice that traces back to at least the Hebrew and Greek languages. And basically, they use letters from the alphabet as numbers. And the idea is that this system can apply to the English language, but sometimes it gets brushed off, you know, by a lot of people. So, you know, but thanks to people like Zachary Hubbard, who've done extensive research on this, you know, particular craft, you know, it's clear that not only does it apply to the English language, but it applies to daily news, the media, sports, and any other type of event that's, you know, in our society today. So, with that being said, I'd also like to note that a lot of my information that I used on top of my research, you know, to calculate these numbers, I use what is known as a Gematria calculator, okay? And this calculator basically calculates any word that you put in it. And all you have to do is go to Gematrinator.com, okay? And once you get on the page, you click on the tools. And once you click tools, it should give you an option to use the Gematria calculator. Now, with this research I've gathered, I've been able to decode, you know, some killings and what I had a hunch on being blood sacrifices. And the one that has the most numerology symbolism in it was Kobe's. Now, I did a couple others too. I did Big L's from back in 99. And I also did Pop Smoke's, which happened this year. So, you know, since we go ahead and I've gotten all that other stuff out of the way, I'm just going to go ahead and get right to it. And the first person, of course, I'm going to start with is Kobe's, because his is the most, I wouldn't say his is the most recent, because Pop Smoke died after him, but Kobe's is a lot more popular. But there's also a lot of information that people passed up on Kobe's death, okay, that I want to point out. Let me see. First of all, go to this calculator, okay. Now, I just typed in Kobe's name in my Gematria calculator. Now, what pulled up was four numbers from the four, what Zachary Hubbard calls the four base ciphers, okay. And one cipher is the English ordinal. Another cipher is the full reduction. And then you got reverse ordinal and then reverse full reduction. Okay. Those are basically just four different ways that you can get a Gematria, should I say, figure on each word. Now, of course, not all the numbers are going to be the same. But when I did Kobe's, I realized that each of the four numbers shown on here, which was 113, 41, 157, and 58, have extreme significance in this man's life. Now, the number 113 is significant because due to the fact that he was drafted in the first round and he was 13th overall. Okay, that's one. And then the 41, as we all know, he died at the age of 41. And the 157, he basically died 157 years into his age. So when you look at all of that, and considering the fact that the All-Star game was played in his honor, the All-Star trophy is named after him, but it's no coincidence that the target score at the end of that game was 157. You know, on top of that, you had the 41 numerology, which was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe how many times this 41 kept popping up when it came to Kobe's death. Okay, now what's crazy is we all know he died at 41, but you know he exited his last basketball game he ever played in at 4.1 seconds left in the clock. He was in the air for exactly 41 minutes. So from 9:06 to 9:47, he was in the air on the helicopter for exactly 41 minutes, okay, before he died. If I'm not mistaken, he died 41 days into the Pope's birth. Now, the reason why that's significant is because the Pope is a Kabbalist as well. And any time a major ritual is done using the Kabbalah, the Pope has to be mentioned. And that's another reason why Kobe's name was mentioned coming from a Catholic church before he ended up dying later. And not only that, but let's see. His last game when he scored 60 points, his team scored 41 points. Go look it up. And I think the last point that he scored was against a player wearing 41. Just kind of odd how all that stuff, you know, ties in together. But, you know, I don't ever believe that there could be a coincidence when it comes to stuff like this. Because when you really get into gematria, you're going to realize that, you know, the sports is very much rigged too. Now, I'm not saying they can rig, you know, the dunks and the athleticism, but the way the game is structured, and you know, just like I said, the All-Star game is a perfect example of that. So, you know, I don't want to spend too much time, but on top of that, with Kobe, you also had the number 13 symbolism. 13 due to the fact that his daughter was 13 years old. The number 14 is the 13th prime number. The helicopter he died on, the was it Sikorsky, 7-6. If you add the 7 and 6, you get 13. LeBron passed Kobe in his hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, against the Philadelphia 76ers. 7-6 is 13. I think the numerology on Kobe is so heavy that we can all agree that this was no coincidence. It was no accident, okay? Now, Kobe's numerology symbolism is probably the heaviest out of all the celebrities that I've researched so far. But I want to go on to my next person with Pop Smoke, okay? Now, what's interesting is Pop Smoke, he died on the 50th day of this year, okay? 50, and he was signed, if I'm not mistaken, under 50 Cent, and I think 50 Cent is finishing his album, okay? And so he said he died at age 20. Now, 20 in gematria, death, the number 20 is put on death. You know what I'm saying? If you write death in a gematria calculator, the number 20 is going to come up in one of the four ciphers, okay? And even when you write down Pop Smoke's name, literally, you write down Pop Smoke in a gematria calculator, it'll come up to 38. Now, 38 is significant also because 38 is also another number for death. And coincidentally, we're in the year 2020, and there's been a lot of deaths already. You know, this could very well be a very, very bad year for celebrities. You know, we're not even halfway into the year, and quite a few celebrities have died already. Let's see, not only that, but it just so happened he was renting a house from John Mellencamp's daughter. I think her name is, what is it, Teddy Mellencamp, I think it is. She was 38 years old. It's not a coincidence, folks. This Kabbalah stuff is very real, okay? And let me see, he died 43 weeks after the release of his song. It's, I think it's called Welcome to the Party. And he was killed at 43 a.m. Now, in Gematria, the word killing equivocates to the number 43, okay? And considering the fact that he died at, well, he was killed at 4:30 a.m., gives a clear indication that this was a hit. The numerology symbolism is all there. Now, I don't know if he was big enough of a star. I mean, a lot of people, there are celebrities in the past and probably as of now who have faked their deaths. Like, I wouldn't count out the fact that somebody like Kobe faked his death, you know, because there's a lot of financial benefits coming from it. And, you know, with cosmetic surgery or what have you, or the fact that he probably could have just went somewhere and got ghosted and was like, screw it. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't rule it out. I just know that it's going to be one or the other. Either the person faked their death or they were killed. As far as it being deemed as a coincidence, I'm sorry, that's going to have to be ruled out. Then when you look at the number eight, there's also another word that equivocates to the number 38, and that is the word nigga, N-I-G-G-A. And you all don't have to believe in word sorcery in order to know whether or not if it's real. Because, you know, we as a people, we got our own slang and whatnot. We speak what is known as Ebonics, but sometimes we could be speaking curses on ourselves and not even be aware of it, you know. But then also what I did, I typed in his full name, which is Bashar Baraja Jackson. Now, and equivocated to 133 in Gematria. Now, the significance of that number is he died 133 days before Teddy Mellencamp's 41st birthday. And that's pretty crazy to have a Gematria of that and have somebody that, you know, basically that's like a coded number. You know, that kind of shows you that whenever a person dies in the industry, that you can tell by the way they're connected through the Gematria and the numerology, okay? And with the actions or whatever they're trying to bring into fruition, that's where the Kabbalah comes into play. So if there's a certain ritual that they want to come into fruition, they're going to make sure that the person, whoever they're doing it on, has the numbers and the names to match whatever agenda that they're trying to bring forth. So, you know, with that being said, I keep going. And also, just like I said, Kobe had the number 41 all over his death. Pop Smoke had the number 141 all over his as well. Now, it was said he was loaded into an ambulance with the number 41 on it. When you do the Gematria on his name, his name Bashar Jackson, you get 41. When you type in the word Brooklyn, in Brooklyn, that's his hometown, it comes to 41. LA, where he died, is 41. Even his first name is 41. Now, he died in a robbery, okay? Now, when you type in the word robbery in a Gematria calculator, you get the number 41. And before he was killed, he had 41 videos loaded on YouTube when he died, okay? And said, last but not least, the house he was killed at was on Hercules Drive. I guess that was the address, Hercules Drive. Hercules equates to 44, but what also equivocates to 44 is the word shooting and execute, okay? Now, what's ironic is 50 Cent became famous off of a song called How to Rob, and that equivocates to 44, okay? You know, what's, I see all this numerology symbolism surrounding this young cat, and it's sad because that's kind of what happens. A lot of people, you know, the industry likes to, you know, get at folks that are real young and that really have a hunger for becoming rich or famous, you know, and they have people, they have them taking notes without even realizing they're taking them. And I think that's kind of sad about it, you know. Next thing you know, you done signed your name in blood. So you're a marked person. They can do whatever they want to you once you, you know, sign your name away. If they want to sacrifice you for a ritual, you have no control over that. You know, so basically that's what you're signing up for when you try, when you want to become rich and famous. I'm talking about in the industry. You know, these elitist Jews, should I say, because not every Jew is down with trying to destroy black people. But they target black people the most when it comes to entertainment. Think about it. Look at the sports and entertainment industry. It's heavy with, you know, black folks. You know, we make everything go, but we don't own anything. And there's a reason for that, as you can see. Because if we owned our own, they couldn't control us. So they're making what we can on our own. So if we want to move up that ladder, we got to go through them. You know, but not wanting to spend too much time on that, let me go into my, the last person I want to do is Big L. And the reason why I went back in 99 to decode this brother's death, because I knew there was going to be some undeniable facts that you just can't overlook when it comes to how this brother, you know, passed on. Because he was a very, very talented rapper in Brooklyn. Like, before there was Biggie, before there was Jay-Z, there was Big L, you know. And what's crazy is he was getting ready to sign a record deal with Harlem. I'm sorry, with Rockefeller Records. And we all know Dame Dash is from Harlem. So, you know, him and Jay-Z being from Brooklyn, they was trying to, you know, ink the deal. But he ended up dying like a week before they were going to sign him, which I thought was kind of eerie. But peep this, okay? Now, he died on the 46th day of the year, okay? Now, Jay-Z's rap name equals 46 in Gematria. But what also equals 46 in Gematria is sacrifice and rap. Coincidence, maybe? I think not. He died 73 days after Jay-Z's birthday, okay? The number 73 equals sacrifice as well, okay? And he died 46 months after release of his album, Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous. Now, what's significant about that album is on one of those, he did a track with Jay-Z and another rapper called The Graveyard, I think it is, okay? And it was exactly, for him to die 46 weeks again, like that number 46 done popped up again, okay? 46, and we all know, the word 46 means sacrifice in Gematria, and it just so happened it's showing up again. And then it said he died 41 weeks. There goes that number 41 again, okay? He died 41 weeks into Damon Dash's birthday, okay? Just like Kobe died 41 days after Jeannie Buss died. I find that interesting, that number 41, and it seems to pop up in a lot of celebrity deaths. You know, as well as 26 and 33, you know. Matter of fact, he was killed in Harlem. Harlem, when you write down Harlem in Gematria calculated, you get 33. But what also equals 33 is masonry. And to close this out, I want to say that Jay-Z had a song he did called 3 G's, I think he did with Biggie. But the letter G could be seen as that G in Freemasonry, that G that's in the middle of that square in the compass. Yeah, I think all of this could really be considered, you know. And I did all of this. This is my own decoding, you know. Some of y'all may get something different. You may find a different approach and get even more information than what I've gotten. But I just didn't want to make this podcast too long. You know, I wanted you all to, you know, feel like you're being informed and not being bored at the same time. So, you know, I'll be coming with my next installment. Will be a lot more sooner than the time frame between my last two. just because I'm just trying to figure out the best way to structure it and, you know, to keep y'all's attention, you know, at the end of the day. So hopefully you all, you know, enjoyed this piece on me speaking on Gematria and the Kabbalah. And I'll be speaking on a lot more of it in the future. And to close out, I'd like to say, if you all really enjoyed this podcast and the information I presented, you know, it would be a great help to me if you gave a donation, you know, to my Cash App. It really doesn't matter what you decide to give. My Cash App is $JWilson80. Okay. So like I say, anything will help, but it would put me in a better position to get more books and obtain more information so I can present it to you all. And, you know, maybe we can have not only good conversations about the topics, but also brainstorm and come together how we can be about doing more for self and not letting all these vampires, you know, live off of our energy. Okay. So I'm just going to close it out with that. You know, you all have a blessed day and hope to be doing more of these in the future. All right? Peace. What's going on, everybody? And you are now tuned in to none other than Mr. Wilson and Wilson's Chronicles. And today I'll be speaking more on Gematria, but this time I'll be focusing more on the celebrities who tested positive as of recently, and to show you all by using Gematria how they're more so the reason for them being picked to be put in the forefront for supposedly having this virus is more so based in their numbers in Gematria. And that's basically based in nothing else. I'm willing to bet none of these celebrities even have the coronavirus, okay? And I find it to be funny that I don't know anyone personally, or I don't even know a distant relative or a friend of a friend who has the coronavirus. Not saying that it doesn't exist, not saying that it isn't real, not saying that it doesn't pose a threat to humanity. I'm just saying, for the news to put so much emphasis on how supposedly deadly this virus is and how it's officially became a pandemic, I don't know anybody that has it, okay? You know, and that's totally different from AIDS back in the 90s, because we knew AIDS was a problem, because, you know, if you're a black person, you know of at least one person who at least had it, or somebody who was a friend or a family member of someone who did. So, you know, I just find it odd, you know. But, you know, moving on, before I get started on what I want to say, I want to take the time to give a shout out to Zachary K. Hubbard, who is the author of the book Letters and Numbers, okay? And the book, it gives detailed information on Gematria. And it's basically, who people who don't know, is the coding of letters and words, you know, which is based in Kabbalah and also known as Jewish mysticism. Okay. Now, even if you're a beginner or someone who isn't even familiar with Gematria, you'll pick up on it, you know, quite easily, because, you know, Zachary's teaching method is very simple to follow. So I promise, you know, it will totally change your outlook on the way you view the world as a whole. And, you know, don't forget, the name of the book is called Letters and Numbers by Zachary K. Hubbard. Now that I got that out of the way, you know, let me go on and get into what I want to speak on. First, I want to speak on a celebrity, and then I'm going to talk about a few basketball players. But the first celebrity I want to mention is Idris Elba, okay? Now, it was said that on Monday, which was the 76th day of the year, that Idris Elba tested positive for having the coronavirus. Now, the funny thing is, soon as I typed in Idris's name, just his first name, in the Gematria calculator, the number 76 popped out at me. And of course, it's funny because it's the 76th day of the year. But people who deal with Kabbalah, they deal with dates. They deal with significant times in history, as well as measuring different time frames and dates and whatnot. So, you know, there's a lot of things you kind of have to factor in when you're doing Gematria. Sometimes the numbers aren't just going to jump out at you that quick. But in this case, it did with Idris. Now, it's not only that, but Idris plays in a TV show called Luther. And I guess I think he plays a detective. I've never seen the show, but I think he plays a detective. And the name Luther, the reason why that name Luther is significant is because what you all are going to find when I speak on more of these athletes and why they're connected to the coronavirus through Gematria, you're going to see that the name Luther has a religion connection, as well as the other players that I'm going to name shortly. Now, Luther can be accredited to Martin Luther, who was a Protestant who spoke out against the Catholic Church. And not only that, but he also, his teachings laid out what a lot of Christians to know today, laid out the foundation of Christianity. Okay. The first player I'm going to speak about is Christian Wood. Okay. Now, Christian Wood was said to have had the coronavirus as well, but the name Christian in itself is a dead giveaway, okay? Because you know Christian, you know Christianity. His birthday is September 22nd, and it is also the same as the Society of Jesus, which is the Jesuit Brotherhood, okay? Now, the Jesuit Brotherhood, what's interesting about that is they were basically made to kill Martin Luther and his followers, okay? And that's why there's a lot of historical significance, you know, in that birth date or in that date period, okay? Now, not only that, but when I do the Gematria on Christian Wood, he also has a Gematria of 76. Also, what else has a Gematria of 76 is Wuhan, which is supposedly where the coronavirus came from, okay? Which I found that to be, you know, pretty interesting. But it is also, as I see, it said that he could have possibly contracted the virus on March 7th when they played the Utah Jazz on, March 7th? Now, when you write that date out, it'll be 3/7. So it'll read just like the number 37. Now, the word virus has the Gematria of 37 too. And as you can see, the 37 symbolism in this ritual is all over the place. But we also had another basketball player who was said to test positive for the virus. And it was said that it was 37 weeks after his birthday when it was made known. Notice the number 37 again. Hell, you even see the number 37 symbolism even in Kobe's death. He died 37 years exact to the date of Bear Bryant's death. Okay? And they both had the same last name. That's weird. So they died on the same day, 37 years from each other. And the name Bryant actually has a Gematria value of 26 and 37. And in two different ciphers. So as y'all can see, you know, the numbers that are connecting like this, some dumbass is going to say that's a coincidence. But if you come out of your mouth and say that this is a coincidence, What you're basically saying is you're terrible at math, because you can go and play the lotto and have a better chance of winning the lottery than actually getting this many numbers aligned the way they are. Like, this just doesn't happen like this. I'm sorry. But moving along, it said that Rudy Gobert is also, it said his birthday is also on June 26th. Now, when you write his birthday in Europe, it's 26/6, meaning 266. Now, the reason that number is significant is because right now, the Pope that is active is the 266th Pope. So, as you can see, there's a lot of religious connections due to this coronavirus. Okay, these people are picking these folks based on their numbers and their connection to Protestant and Catholic history. I guess you could say it's kind of incredible, because these people, they really are doing their damn homework. You know what I'm saying? But it also, in a sense, learning this dispels the fear that the media puts out there, because they're not really telling y'all the truth. Okay, so as I continue, I also want to talk about my last basketball player. And there's other players and celebrities out there who supposedly have it, but I'm just focusing on them because these are the ones that I've actually put in the work in on. So I might do others once I do their numbers, but as of right now, I'm going to go with my last one in Donovan Mitchell, who is said to have contracted the virus. It's exactly 26 weeks and 6 days from his birthday. The number 266, again, like I said, the 266 references the 266 Pope, okay? And the NBA announced on March 11th that they will cancel the league until further notice, okay? Now, March 11th, when you write down that date in Europe, it goes 113. Now, it's funny because the number 113 is the number of deception. Okay, and if you don't believe me, say, I'm going to read off some words that equate to 113 in Gematria, and you be the judge, okay? The words are perverted, not true, not honest, not factual, perjury, fiction, bullshit, infidelity, and sinister. Also, in the Talmud, which is a Jewish Bible verse, verse Baba Kama 113a says, Jews may use lies to circumvent a Gentile. Okay, now it must be noted that the Utah Jazz are the only team in the NBA that have a gematria of 113. Okay, so, which would explain why the first players come out to say that they tested positive for the coronavirus, play for the Utah Jazz. Okay, so in conclusion, I am going to say that I hope y'all are paying attention. Said, you know, there's a reason why people are saying this supposed pandemic or a plague is biblical, okay? And it ain't got nothing to do with them just being scared. It's because those that know gematria know the religious symbolism behind these players getting picked, okay? And it's basically, said they're using these players and these celebrities as pawns who have numerology symbolism that coincides with their history to bring their reality to fruition. To put it plainly, they project their reality through us. Those that know and understand that this pandemic is a forced prophecy, and these people are trying to play God. And that's really what it all boils down to. So I'm going to close out this podcast on that. You know, hopefully this was informative. And like I said, if you all like, you know, the information I'm presenting, just my Cash App is capital T, lowercase J, Wilson 80. Okay. You know, that's my Cash App. You can send anything as small as a dollar. I don't care. I'm not interested in the amount, you know, but hopefully if somebody, if you find in your heart to want to, you know, help a brother out, I'd greatly appreciate it, okay? Again, that Cash App is $TJWilson80. All right? I just want to close it out with that. Like I said, I hope you guys found this podcast to be very informative. And I'll be back with a lot more. And I want to try to stay on top of current events and show you all how you can use gematria and apply it to just about anything and, you know, get the answers you search for. So I hope you all have a nice day. I'm glad you tuned in. Peace and blessings to all.